This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Governor John Bel Edwards marked the beginning of the 2019 legislative session Monday, addressing members of Louisiana's House and Senate. Before laying out his priorities for the session, Governor Edwards pointed out there's one thing the legislature won't be discussing.
You won't hear me talk about a fiscal cliff today.
After years of special sessions where budget deficits were the central focus, the state's finances have stabilized. And while the governor and legislature were able to corral support to end the budget crisis, Edwards continues searching for enough votes to pass equal pay legislation and an increase to the state's minimum wage.
Every year I stand here and make the case for why we should increase the minimum wage and pass equal pay legislation.
Edwards is backing a plan to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 to $9 an hour, on par with states like Arkansas and Missouri. He's made similar attempts over the past 3 years at slightly lower rates, but the legislature has consistently opposed the move. For the first time, the governor is asking lawmakers to put the proposal to a vote of the people. Meanwhile, the governor's top priority, teacher pay raises, is gaining traction with lawmakers.
I want to bring our teacher pay up to speed with the other southern regional states, starting with a $1,000 pay raise this year. This would be the first step in a multi-year process.
Average teacher pay in Louisiana is just shy of $50,000. The pay raises have gained bipartisan support leading up to session, a hard thing to come by in an election year like this one. Edwards is running for a second term. Sitting behind the governor as he addressed the legislature was his opponent in the race, Republican Congressman Ralph Abraham. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.